Blog Talk Radio.
Seemingly I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pace.
Sorry, baby. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Hello, ma'am. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hubert,
is Loretta doing it?
Yeah, she just ain't calling in. I think she just dialing in now.
Okay.
You better jump off.
Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Loretta, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Everybody, you can go ahead and start reading.
Okay, I am coming out of Numbers 11:24, continuing with the Israelites traveling in the wilderness, complaining to the Lord about me. And it goes on to say, Moses left the tabernacle and reported Jehovah's words to the people. And he gathered the 70 elders and placed them around the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in the cloud and talked with Moses. And the Lord took the spirit that was upon Moses and put it upon the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied for some time. But two of the 70, Elad and Medad, were still in the camp, and when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied there. Some of the young men ran and told Moses what was happening, and Joshua, one of Moses' personal chosen assistants, protested, "Sir, make them stop." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I only wish that all of the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them all." Then Moses returned to the camp with the elders of Israel. The Lord sent a wind that brought quails from the sea and let them fall onto the camp and all around it. As far as one could walk in a day in any direction, there was quail flying 3 or 4 feet above them. So the people caught and killed quails all that day and through the night and all the next day too. The least 100 bushels. Quails were spread all around the camp. But as everyone began eating the meat, the anger of the Lord rose against the people, and he killed a large number of them with the plague. So the name of that place was called the place of the graves caused by lust. Because they buried the people there who had lust for meat, and for Egypt, and from that place they journeyed to Hazeroth, where they stayed a while. Amen.
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 Okay, I'll do a roll call and we'll go ahead and start with the show. We have Mom, Cuba, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Loretta, and Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad. Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome to the Nettles Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. If everyone would bow their heads for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord, in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of our Son, Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Can someone turn their TV down in the background, please?
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program. We're going to start it off with Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 51, 3, 10, and 17. And the subject said, good for the soul. Someone has said, the error is human and to forgive is divine. This saying, however, is missing one very important element, confession, before we can realize that God's forgiveness. We must first confess our sins. Confession is an acknowledgement that we have failed to meet the standards of God has established. That is, we have missed the mark. We do not need to inform God of our sin. He already know it. We have missed the mark. Our confession, however, enable us in humility and broken spirit to drop the faded profession before him, which leads to restoration. David witnessed to confess his sin, endless him to God. For God is a lover of truth. In Psalm 51, David laid out his guilt before God and cried out for God's forgiveness. He made a commitment not to repeat past mistakes and asked to be filled with good spirit. Unfortunately, the society in which we live today plays little value on confession, yet we have more need than ever to practice it. We need to confess the sin of racism and sexism, violating lifestyle, low self-expectation that cause us to squander our God-given gift, and greed that hoarded resources instead of sharing them with others in need. God will be able to heal us individually and as a nation only when we confess our failure and cry for his forgiveness and power to make necessary change in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, we'll go with Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming to you, Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hills of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false? Who will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior? Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God, of Jacob. Selah, lift up your head, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is King of glory. Shiva. Amen.
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 Okay. We have another caller join. Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Loretta, my program's not working. Can you find her in?
I'm here.
There you go. Okay. All right. Welcome.
Welcome.
All right. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. We'll move right along to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, said, trusting in the Lord. My child, never forget the thing that I have taught you. Throw my commandments in your heart. And if you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend upon your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next we'll have Sister Shirley.
Yes. I'm coming from the book of Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next we'll have Loretta.
Okay. I'm coming out of, I will be reading from the Daily Bread, The title is Little Things, and you can get the reading out of James 3. James is the half-brother of Jesus, warns us of another little thing that can also be very destructive. He says that even though the tongue is little, it boasts great things. It's like a small spark that set a great forest on fire. Although the tongue is small, there's nothing small about the damage it can do. Words can carry with them the power of healing or a destructive capacity far greater than the poison of any mosquito bite. It is essential that we use our word with great wisdom and care. Consider carefully the words you choose. Will they be seasoned with the balm of grace or with the poison of anger? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next, we're going to have Auntie Dot. Loretta, can you turn it up?
Yes. I'm also reading from Psalm 51. 1 through 6. Have mercy on me, O God, a calling to your unfallen love, a calling to your great compassion. Block out my transgression, wash away all my infidelity, and cleanse me from my sin. I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sin from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner part. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie. Auntie Marie, would you like to share anything on your
perspective? I got nothing.
Okay.
Hey, Angela, we got another call. You heard me, Angela?
I don't see what you can do with it.
I believe it's Brother Daniel.
Good evening, Daniel.
Hello, I'm just listening, okay?
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Luke 18:35-43.
I'm sorry, what you say you're coming out of?
Luke 18:35-43. There's some background noise, but I don't know. Okay, let me go ahead. It's called One morning, my son came to me and asked, Daddy, can I play football this year? I came up with what I thought was the perfect question. I asked him, don't you think that you are a little small for football? Why don't you ask him, whatever it is that you did, he's still cool with me. He came back a few minutes later and said, Dad, can I play football this year? I asked him, what did your mother say? He replied, she said to ask you if it was all right. I told him to wait and let me think about it. The next morning, he said, Dad, can I play football this year? I said, okay, but if you get hurt, don't come crying to me. The season began, and he got hurt. While accompanying him to the hospital, I waited for him to cry out in pain, but he never did. Son, how are you doing? I asked. Fine, but a little uncomfortable, he said. Why are you uncomfortable? I asked him. He said, I'm uncomfortable because you're waiting to tell me I told you so. But I want to tell you that playing football is worth the effort and the pain. I want to tell our young people the pain and work required to get an education and to be the best that you can be is worth it. Yes, you're going to have some tough times, but if you press on and don't give up, you will make it. After you made it and you reflect on your life, then you will be able to say, it was worth the pain. Even though my son was in pain, he recalled something I taught him. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. If you want to gain the joy of victory, you must continually press on, as did the blind beggar who refused to give up but persistently sought Jesus' healing. The Christian journey has many obstacles, but if you persistently press on, you will one day be able to shout, I've made it. Amen.
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 Okay, Loretta?
Okay, if everyone would bow their heads for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you show us daily, especially for Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Sister Shirley and family, the Adam family, the Hurd family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Moore family, the Angel family, Derek family, Bishop Thomas family, the Simmons family, the Johnson family, Lenny and family, the Verner family, Cullors and the Wells family, Miss Brown and family, Cheryl, Donna, Lynn, Angie and family, the Lowe's family, Desert Kendrick and family, the Peters family, Vanessa and family, Mary Ann and family, the Ross family, the Franklin family, Leonard and family, Charlie and family, Ronnie McClure and family, Darrell and family, Esme and family, Dwight Twan and family, the Moody family, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian Tony, Eric Malachi DeMarcus, excuse me, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your son. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that you care so much for our sick and shut-in that you allow them to see another day. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give our sick and shut-ins the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Alrighty. So let's move on to recognizing any birthdays from March 18th through March the 24th. Okay, I see that we have, is John Dennis the second on the 21st, I bet? I bet. Is John Dennis the second? Is John Dennis the second birthday on the 21st?
I don't know, but I know it's early up in the month, baby. I don't know what day.
Okay. All righty. I have Isaiah on the 23rd. I have Dwight on the 24th.
Yes.
Any other birthdays?
She's mad.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Hey, happy birthday.
All righty, we'll go ahead into our next phase of our program, which is songs, testimonies, or just share some more good news. I would like to start off with Hubert.
Yeah, I want to sing a song.
Amen.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, there's nothing more that you need. I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good, had to say it all day. 'Cause I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. Healed my body, but not my soul. So when you got God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Amen. Next we have Mark.
Okay, I'm coming out of 1 Peter, 4 chapter 1 through 11, and the 7 said, get on with the good life. We all have done something in our past that we cannot change. The lie is told, the object is stolen, and the abortion done, the addict is established, the divorce is final, the business is bankrupted, the job is terminated, the car is responsible, and the house is in foreclosure. Now what? We could rehearse our past mistake and nurse our own wound, our old wound. We can allow our past to consume us, drowning every thought, decision, or action in regret. Peter suggests another way. We do not need to live our lives controlled by the memories of mistakes. We do not need to live our life changed to used to be, and the always will. Instead, we could live the rest of our life according to the will of God. We could honestly confess our sin and seek His forgiveness. We could make ourselves available to Christ daily and experience His grace and power working in us. We could apply the word of God to our lives and adjust our lifestyle. Move away from lives of despondent, lust, drunkenness, organ cursing, and detested idolatry. We all need to be a lot of things. But now we have heard the invitation to a different lifestyle, one that is clear-minded, self-controlling, prayerful, hospitality, and controlled by love. We all used to be identified with the desire of the flesh. Now the desire of our heart is to know God's will and obey Him. We all have a past we cannot change. We cannot undo it, but we can rise to a bright new future. Get on with a good life. You've been living in the past too long. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you.
Man, thank you for that reading, really, Mother. Next, we have Sister Sterling. Sister Sterling? Okay, we'll come back. Okay, Loretta?
Okay, I'm sharing a poem. The title is So Good, and it's by Vera Parker. My God is so good to me. I thank him every day for blessings that he gives to me all along life's way. He gives me precious friends who understand and care. And every time I need his help, I know he hears my prayer. He knows how often I would fall were he not by my side. So he sends his Holy Spirit to be my constant guide. His love is greater than I know. He's happy to forgive, and then he wants to help me in obedience to live. My God is very good to me. I hope you know him too. For all the things he does for me, he wants to do for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Beautiful. All righty. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to sing. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah. One more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time, yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time, yeah, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, next we have Auntie Dot.
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 9-14, uncleansing in the camp. When you are in camp against your enemy, keep away from everything impure. If one of your men is unclean because of a emission, he is to go outside the camp and stay there. But as evening approaches, he is to wash himself, and at sunset he may return to the camp. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. And part of your equipment have something to dig with. And when you release yourself, dig a hole and cover it up and screaming it. For the Lord your God move about in your camp to protect you and to deliver you enemy to you. Your camp must be holy so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Uncle John. Next we have Auntie Marie. Did you want to say anything?
I'm nothing.
Okay. That concludes our second round.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy. Brian, you want to say hello?
What are you
doing,
Brian?
Could you say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, new papa. How does it feel being a real father?
Good.
I'm
grabbing
it up.
How about
an 8-pound
me too?
For me.
Alrighty.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Will I go ahead with the closing prayer?
Okay.
With all our heart, we praise the Lord. We will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins. He heals us when we are sick and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, before I go into the conclusion, I would like to welcome back Auntie Dot.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Auntie Marie, we miss you and we love you all.
Yes.
Amen.
Miss you guys.
Praise God. Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. Nell and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Sister Shirley came to us out of Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. She shared with us out of Psalms as well. The earth is the Lord. And he came back with a song, If You Got God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Angela came to us out of Luke 18. You can make it even through the pain. Amen.
Amen.
We all know that.
And, Amen.
Mom shared with us good for the soul, and she shared with us out of 1 Peter, live our lives to the will of God. And I shared with you the power of the tongue. And God is so good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Auntie Betty shared with us out of Proverbs, never forget what I taught you. And then she came back with a beautiful song, One More Time. One more time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Auntie Dot shared with us out of Psalms as well. Have mercy on me, Lord. And she came back with Romans, cleansing yourself. Angela shared with us with the closing prayer, with all our heart. We love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we have several verses that we can fall back on when our week get rough on us. We have these verses to fall back on, to lift us up, to keep us pressing forward. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we ask you to continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and continue to bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.